I'm going to play the new track from Lana Del Rey called West Coast, and she's in the studio.
Hello.
It's Girl Friday. Ultraviolence out on Tuesday, this Tuesday, the 17th.
Yes.
Is that a nod to A Clockwork Orange?
I mean, I am a Clockwork Orange fan, but also just kind of loved the word and felt like it fit the world of what I was sort of creating.
All right. Well, it's number one on iTunes in pre-sale already.
Amazing.
Is that bonkers? What happens to you?
It's crazy. I mean, the fact that, you know, it would be number one is just like, I have to remember that I'm really, you know, I'm blessed in that way. So, yeah.
This will be your favorite kid because it came out number one.
Exactly. I love you because you were number one.
Third studio album, Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys produced it. What's he like as a producer?
As a producer, Dan knows what he wants. He's very technical. He's talented. Mm-hmm. He's musical. I'm kind of reaching for colors as influences and inspirations, and he's kind of like figuring out what that means to him technically and chord-wise. You know, this song, Shades of Cool, I'm definitely hearing it in the key of blue. He was like, okay. But, you know, I mean, as the weeks went on, we really were just, you know, perfect for each other in that way. And he brought what I didn't even know I needed, which was fun and spontaneity. And it was just one of the best times of my life.
Did he play guitar on West Coast? It sounds like a Dan thing, unless maybe it's just his. Oh, he did.
He did.
I was like, that totally sounds like something he'd do.
That's definitely him. It's like that wah-wah.
I love that. Well, we have Lana Del Rey in studio, Ultraviolence out on Tuesday. And would you like to introduce your song on K-Rock?
Yeah. Are we playing West Coast?
Yes.
Okay. This is Lana Del Rey, and we're playing West Coast
on KROQ.